I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Mailbag. And Elijah from Saddle Ridge, Florida writes, "What a game Sunday. What an effort. Where did that come from?" It was a big-time effort from the Jaguars Sunday. And what was impressive is that it came in a game so many expected the Jaguars to lose by a big margin. A lot of people thought the Jaguars had quit and that they were playing with no heart. The players and coaches had insisted that wasn't the case, that this team was sticking together. On Sunday, against a very good team, that showed. Randy from Queens, New York writes, "What's your favorite Christmas movie? Favorite scene?" Movie, Christmas Vacation. Scene, this one.
"If only I had back the money that me and Catherine sent that TV preacher that was screwing the hockey players."
"What about the kids?"
"Well, his kids can fend for themselves, I mean."
No.
Classic. Those little lights aren't twinkling. And Bill from Jacksonville writes, "Do you think it's coincidence that the defense played one of its best games of the year when Daryl Smith returned? Does he help that much?" It's no coincidence. The Jaguars did a good job stopping the run Sunday and got better pass rush than they had all season. Smith is one of their best run players and their best blitzer. Great players make everyone around them better. Was it all Smith Sunday? No. Did he help? Yes. It's safe to say he did. And Dre from Stark, Florida writes, "Hey, O-Man, did you see Santa this year?" Yep. John from Orange Park, Florida writes, "Justin Blackmon seems to get better and better. Are you seeing this?" Well, I am. At the beginning of the season, Blackmon was rightly under a lot of criticism. He had a tough offseason and looked lost at times. But credit Blackmon for this. He has improved as the season has continued and is showing enough to make you think he can get better from a full offseason. Second-year players often take a big jump. If Blackmon can do that, the Jaguars could have a very good wide receiving duo moving forward with he and Cecil Shorts. And Billy from Washington, D.C. writes, "John, have you been able to get any holiday naps?" Oh, I've got my spots. Zach from Merritt Island, Florida writes, "John, all season this team had played soft. It didn't seem that way Sunday. Why?" I'm not sure how soft the team had been, but I do know they overcame adversity better Sunday than they had all season. All season, when one bad thing had gone wrong, a whole lot of bad things had followed. On Sunday, players said Mike Mularkey told them not to worry about what had happened and to focus on the next play. He'd been saying that all year, but on Sunday, apparently they listened. Now, Genevieve from Yulee, Florida writes, "Hey, John, tell me about Christmas at the Ozone House. And what does Mr. Ozone get Mrs. Ozone?" Well, Christmas is indeed a big deal to Mrs. Ozone. And the house this time of year is best described as quite a scene. First, there are bins and bins. Then there are trees and trees and snow globes and trees and more stuff and more trees. Football is a theme, of course, my past and my present. Well, sort of my present, anyway. And for Junior Ozone, there's the prerequisite embarrassing Christmas photo. And the really embarrassing Christmas photo. He must take after his father. But while Christmas comes naturally to Mrs. Ozone, I have a reputation as a bad gift giver, perhaps stemming from the infamous globe incident of 2001. This year, though, I set out to find Mrs. Ozone the perfect gift. The town center is my destination. Aiming high, I considered this store, and this store. But Mrs. Ozone doesn't like that stuff anyway. Gradually, after reliving my oft-overlooked Abercrombie Fitch modeling days, I sought my comfort zone. I sought, I kept seeking, and finally I got really, really close. I kept looking and found gifts for Shad Khan, something for me, and something that just seemed sort of obscure. Frustrated, I retreated to my happy place. And after spending a quiet night alone, I at last realized the perfect gift was right in front of me all along. Indeed. And by the time you watch this, Christmas morning will have passed. I'm pretty sure it will be the merriest Ozone Christmas ever. And here's hoping yours is too.